I'm Mike Hempen with an AP News Minute. AP correspondent Seth Sutel reports on another tariff threat from President Trump.
Today, we had new threats from President Trump to put tariffs on Apple for its iPhones, unless it onshores, if it brings production of iPhones back to the US. This would probably be incredibly expensive and very, very difficult for Apple to do. So it's not clear whether this threat will be made good. But if it does, it means trouble for Apple, for this very commonly used product.
U.S. stocks are falling today after the president threatened 50% tariffs on the European Union that could begin in a little more than a week. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ have each been down about 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down more than 200 points. Sources tell the AP that President Trump's advisors are proposing that he grant Syria a temporary waiver from one crippling set of sanctions as a first step in his pledge to end a half century of penalties. I'm Mike Hempen.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.